From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A law enforcement official says the Afghan immigrant wanted in connection with explosions in New York City and New Jersey has been taken into custody following a shootout with police officers. The official says two officers were shot in the encounter in Linden, New Jersey. The person wasn't authorized to discuss any more in the ongoing investigation. Authorities were looking for Ahmed Khan Rahami, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Afghanistan, with an address in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama Monday called on Americans not to succumb to fear after the bomb attacks in New York and New Jersey and a mass stabbing in Minnesota over the weekend.
You know, at moments like this, I think it's important to remember what terrorists and violent extremists are trying to do. They are trying to hurt innocent people, but they also want to inspire fear in all of us and disrupt the way we live, to undermine our values. And so even as we have to be vigilant and aggressive, both in preventing senseless acts of violence, but also making sure that we find those who carry out such acts and bring them to justice.
You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. Saudi Arabia said Monday it arrested 17 people from three cells linked to the Islamic State group, which planned to attack military and other facilities. The Interior Ministry said 16 men and one woman were in custody. They are mostly Saudis, but include one Yemeni, an Egyptian, and a Palestinian. They are the latest arrests connected with the Sunni extremist group in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. A U.S. air raid has killed eight Afghan policemen in the country's south, according to officials Monday. It's the first apparent friendly fire incident since American forces were granted greater powers to strike at insurgents. The incident occurred Sunday in the Tali area of Uruzgan province. Police fired tear gas Monday at hundreds of opposition supporters rallying Kinshasa to demand the departure of the Democratic Republic of Congo's long-serving President Joseph Kabila. The police action came after dozens of youths shouting, "Kabila, get out," threw stones at police at an avenue in the heart of the city. A major state hospital in Zimbabwe has suspended routine surgery after running out of painkillers, according to local media Monday. President Robert Mugabe's government faces a cash shortage that has fueled recent street protests. Meanwhile, the Harare Central Hospital said it was focused only on emergencies, intensive care, and maternity cases. The United States declared Monday that Russia had failed to meet its side of the deal to enforce a seven-day truce in Syria, but that Washington was willing to keep working on it. Under the terms of an agreement struck earlier this month in Geneva, the U.S. military would set up a joint cell with Russian forces to target Syrian jihadists if the ceasefire held. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters, "We have not had 7 days of calm and of delivery of humanitarian goods." Meanwhile, the secretary's comments comes as the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator says he is pained and disappointed that humanitarian aid convoys have yet to be allowed into the Syrian city of Aleppo. Jeff Custer reports.
There was no official declaration of its fate by early Monday, but with deadly airstrikes on rebel positions in Aleppo Sunday and one by the U.S.-led coalition Saturday that killed dozens of Syrian soldiers, the pact appeared to be unraveling. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien reiterated the world body's demands that it be allowed unimpeded access to deliver supplies and evacuate those in need of critical medical attention. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government for blocking aid deliveries and said Russia must do more to put pressure on him. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Qatar plans to establish its own version of New York's Wall Street Financial District. That's according to a senior official on Monday. It comes as the Emirates seeks to cut its reliance on oil and gas. The head of the Qatar Financial Center said businesses, including his own, will relocate to the previously run-down Mishreb area of Doha for mid-2017. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.